This is Fresh Air. B. Christy Louse uses the stage name Biba Doobie. Born in the Philippines and raised in London, she's a 22-year-old singer and songwriter who first attracted attention in 2017, making solo songs she began posting to YouTube. Now she's just released her second album called Bayatopia. Rock critic Ken Tucker says she's expanded her sound dramatically with a wide variety of intriguing new songs.
I first heard Biba Doobie's new song, Talk, on the radio. I confess I didn't recognize whose voice it was, but that was partly because it sounded like so many people. The vocal on this rumbling ballad sounded to me as though it could be as old as a girl group single from the 1960s, by the Marvelettes or the Shirelles. Or it could have come from some kid being cleverly moody in a TikTok video she posted just last night. It's this mixture of timelessness and immediacy that makes Biba Doobie's music distinctive, I think. That's 1036, in which she brushes off a guy who's fallen in love with her. In interviews, Biba Doobie goes out of her way to minimize her musical experience, saying she didn't really think much about making music until a few years ago, and that she took up the guitar only when her father gave her one when she was 17. This is a teeny bit disingenuous. She took violin lessons for 7 years as a kid. But I get what she's doing. She's trying to make what she does sound unplanned, spontaneous. And she has a great knack for this, as can be heard on the lovely, casually intimate song called Sunny Day.
No, it's been raining, I swear I'm not lonely. Always complaining that you never see me. Call in the morning when you wake. Maybe tomorrow we're okay when it's a sunny day.
Biba Doobie's name comes from a pseudonym she used on Instagram, and yes, even she thinks it's cutesy, but that she's now stuck with it. She's in her early 20s, and she's talked a lot about influences that range from Alanis Morissette to Simon and Garfunkel. Many of the songs on this album, Bayatopia, have sturdy rock structures. But listen to this one, called Love Song, and you'll know why she's also been booked to play at this year's Newport Folk Festival. Driving Late in this album, she has a song whose refrain is, "I've realized you just don't get the deal." Not that she's letting herself off the hook. The woman born Beatrice Christie Louse is using her Biba Dooby persona and all of these new songs to acknowledge how much she doesn't yet understand about love and how thrilled she is to be figuring it out.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed Biba Dooby's new album, Bayatopia.
Catch the rain, even on a sunny day. I swear I'm not excusing, I'll cross my heart to prove it. But she seems tired, cause we've been through this. And I know you said that we're not a thing, but you're here, that's the thing. And I'm not trying to give you a ring. Well, maybe on the phone if you let it sing. You're overcomplicating everything. When the lights go down, don't say I didn't warn you. I don't think that's legal in the state of California.
Tomorrow on Fresh Air, we'll talk about how part of the American right became aligned with Hungary and its authoritarian leader, Viktor Orban. Tucker Carlson even hosted his Fox News show from Hungary. Our guest will be Andrew Marantz, whose latest article in The New Yorker is titled, "Does Hungary Offer a Glimpse of Our Authoritarian Future?" I hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Al Banks. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Saman, Teresa Madden, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, Susan Yakundi, and Joel Wolfram. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.